The Supreme Court of Kenya ruled in August for a pay increase of 50% to 60% for teachers. But the government says it doesn't have the money. So the teachers' unions have gone on strike. Kenyan public schools have been without teachers for the third week. Over 10 million pupils in public primary and secondary schools are waiting for school to start. The fall term is considered crucial, especially for students who take national exams in October and November. Student Mary Njuguna is studying for the Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education. She said she and other students are reviewing study materials on their own. And it is not easy, but we have no other option for now. There are still some subjects we are yet to complete in the syllabus. Our prayer is that an agreement is reached sooner than later. The National Parents Association, NPA, has asked the government to delay the national exams. Public school students will not be prepared, they say. Parents have lost confidence in public education, and many have transferred their children to private schools. Private schools are not affected by the teacher strike. We have already paid school fees for our children, and as days go by, our children are still waiting for the teachers, says Tom Amway, a guardian. We ask the government and the unions to be considerate of our children, who lost 2 weeks in January and now another 3 weeks in September. The government insists that the 50% increase is not financially sustainable. President Uhuru Kenyatta created controversy recently when he commented on the issue. Over 50% of what government collects now goes to paying salaries, and with new demands, we will be at 60%. What is going to be left for development? We have to start looking at some of these demands against the economic reality. To pay more, we must be able to make more first, said the president. Akello Misori, an official with the teachers' union, has asked the government to respect the court rulings.
The only option that the government has is to pay the teachers. Teachers of this country are not going to be subjected to slavery.
The chairman of the teachers' union, Mutso Nzili, says the country's teachers will not return to school without the pay raise. He says the government has the funds. He says several state-owned companies have received assistance. For example, the Mumia Sugar Factory received about $26 million in February.
This government has a lot of money. It only may not have settled on payment because they are not willing. But the moment they begin to take interest in payment, they will do it. So the argument that the government has no money does not hold water.
The Teacher Service Commission, TSC, is a government-mandated organization to manage teacher employment. TSC Chair Dr. Lydia Nzomo announced at a press conference on September 14th that the strike is illegal and promises not to pay the teachers for the 3 weeks they have not worked. Their salaries will be stopped and their names struck out of the TSC payroll. No work, no pay, says Ms. Nzomo. The stalemate hurts the quality of education. According to 2012 figures, the student-teacher ratio, the number of students per teacher, averages 47 for primary schools in Kenya. UNESCO recommends about half that number, 24 students per teacher. Mr. Nzili says the government should obey the ruling of the court in order to end the strike.
The government has a constitution to follow, and the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. And the learned judges took into consideration the economic situation of the country and the sustainability of the demands. And therefore, we expect the government to find ways and means of complying with the court order. We have every confidence that the government will try to save the situation and rescue the dwindling education sector in Kenya.
Supporters of the government called on the union leadership to work out a deal with the government to get teachers to return to work. But the teachers' union leader disagreed. He said the government has known about the teachers' demands since January, but did not set aside enough money for it.
You know, we need a commitment. We want some people to come to say we are committed to pay and we shall pay like this. But we cannot be left in the woods and seek for any negotiations from people who have themselves not initiated the negotiations. And in any case, a court order is not negotiable.
The teachers and their supporters are wearing green ribbons to show that they agree with the union's position. I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. Do teachers ever strike where you live? How do you feel about the pay given to teachers in your country? Do you think their pay is high enough to attract good teachers? Write to us in the comments section.